More than 45 years ago, President John F. Kennedy called for a group of men and women to serve their country, transmit their skills to countries throughout the world, and become ambassadors of peace. Hi, this is Jody Olson, Deputy Director of the Peace Corps. Volunteer Voices is a collection of stories from just a few of those men and women who have served. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Pombero, Creature of the Paraguayan Night, by Jane Troxell. Read by Jane Troxell, Peace Corps Volunteer, Paraguay, 1999 to 2001. Pombero is a mischievous imp of the night who roams the Paraguayan countryside. His presence explains all the inexplicable things that happen here, the strange noises, the disappearance of things. If the wind makes a woman's skirt blow up or a child trips and falls, someone invariably blames Pombero. We learned about all of Paraguay's many mythical creatures during training, but Pombero is probably the funniest. One volunteer even attended last year's Halloween party dressed as this nasty little man. I live alone here, but for all kinds of reasons. Community integration, safety, wanting to share time with a Paraguayan family. My house is a few feet away from that of my best friend here, Señora Zunilda, or Suni. It is unusual for anyone in Paraguay to live alone. Campesino, or country folk, families consist of 5 to 15 children. Suni herself has 60 nieces and nephews, and she is only 34, 2 years younger than I am. I have only one. And a woman living alone is especially unheard of in Paraguay. Suni thinks it is pretty funny. One night during a visit, she asked me if Pombero had ever visited me. She wiggled her eyebrows, indicating that I was just fooling myself if I thought Pombero didn't know my name. Heck, Pombero didn't scare me. I will walk under a ladder just to prove how lucky I am. Mava pa Pombero, I asked Suni in Guarani, the indigenous language of Paraguay. Pombero who? Never heard of him, I smiled back. An hour later, Suni and I were in our respective homes. She was probably sleeping while I was wide awake, listening to every little sound in the campo or countryside night. Nothing could explain the night's restlessness. I heard bugs overhead, howls and screeches outside, and the general pounding of oxen feet. Was someone outside my door? I thought I heard voices. I cursed Suni for cursing me, and knew Pombero had finally arrived. That night, I dreamed that a ferocious dog, another of Paraguay's abominable legends, Teju Jaguar, jumped through my large front window. It was so real. I know I closed that window, I thought in dreamland. But there his mouth was, closing around my head. I stayed perfectly still, paralyzed, and sweated through the terror. The monster then moved to my leg, and I held him at bay by pushing on his head while he slowly pressed his teeth into my shin. It was one of those dreams where you yell and nothing comes out. I woke up silently screaming Suni's name for help. Pombero was just waiting for Suni to invite him, apparently. She was pretty amused when I told her what had happened. The only cure, as everyone knows, is to place tobacco leaves and something sweet in the window at night. By morning, Pombero is fat, happy, and smoking, and pleased that you took his power seriously. I didn't have any tobacco leaves. The Pombero antidote comes from the time when every farmer grew his own cigarettes. But Marlboros arrived in Paraguay a few years ago and are sold at the dispensaries, corner stores. I don't smoke, but I invested in a pack and made some cookies. Pombero never came back, luckily. But for some reason, Suni's husband, Don Luciano, suddenly took up smoking Marlboros. I'm just happy that Pombero visited and not Curupi. According to legend, Curupi's breath has been known to knock down trees. Think I'll stick with Pombero.
Thanks for listening. For lesson plans, more stories, and more audio stories, go to the Coverdale Worldwide Schools website at peacecorps.gov/WWS.